Welcome to the fall 2022 issue of Reading Matters, the quarterly newsletter from the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. Open 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Telephone 206-615-0400 or toll free 800-542-0866. Email is wtbbl@sos.wa.gov. Website is www.wtbbl.org. Your volunteer readers are Alicia Eisler and Greg Porter. The motto of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, that all may read.
From the Director by Danielle Miller. Happy fall! What a great time to curl up with a new book. It's also an exciting time for our patrons, as we are expanding content and offering more diverse options for accessing books in a variety of formats. If you are a Braille reader, you can still get one of our Zoomax Braille e-readers and access electronic Braille books directly from Bard, or have them mailed to you on a cartridge. Another option is the amazing Braille On Demand program from NLS. Patrons can order up to 5 Braille books a month from the books available on Bard that will be embossed and sent to them to keep. If a patron has the space, they can build their own Braille library through the Braille On Demand program. For audiobook readers, NLS is adding more books than ever to the collection, including working on special projects to produce graphic novels and increasing the number of books available in other languages. We are also pleased to announce our new podcasting and multimedia program within the audiobook production department that will enable us to produce more content and programming at WTBBL. An additional staff person has been hired to lead this program, and our broadcast booth has been upgraded with new digital equipment and new software. The podcasting program will take shape over the next several months, but we are eager to involve our community partners, have author interviews, engage our patron advisory council members and teen advisory board, and develop current and meaningful programming that will be both useful and enjoyable for our patrons. On October 15th, we celebrated White Cane Day by holding a reception at the library at the end of the walk from the Space Needle to WTBBL. We had a huge turnout with 6 vendor tables and all the walkers and their friends and family. White Cane Day was a unique opportunity for us to shine a light on the independence and freedom white canes give to people who are blind or visually impaired. WTBBL was a perfect place to conclude the walk, as libraries are places that empower people and engage communities. You are a part of the WTBBL community, and I always welcome your thoughts and feedback on library services, how we are doing, and what we can do better. Have a wonderful holiday season, and happy reading. State Library Stands Strong by Sarah Jones. The state of Washington has a strong history in providing Washingtonians statewide with free, equal, and diverse access to information through its libraries. Public, special, school, and academic. Their services are based on the fundamental principle that an informed citizenry is indispensable to the proper functioning of a democratic society. As state librarian, I am tasked with providing leadership in information access, including access to services and library materials for all, and development of library services statewide by assisting libraries, library boards, governing bodies, citizens, and many others. Unfortunately, we are encountering people and organizations asking that materials be removed from a collection and restricted from others' use. This is an infringement on everyone's basic rights, and we need to resist such efforts because they are contrary to the democratic freedoms we all hold dear. Inevitably, there are materials in a library collection that some people may find offensive and do not reflect their individual values. However, the decision on whether or not to use the material is best made individually, rather than collectively, by an agenda-driven organization. Reading is a valuable and powerful way to learn about ourselves and others. In fact, restricting reading materials is very likely to have the opposite effect of the intent by increasing interest and putting more copies of the material into people's hands. The best approach is to ensure libraries use professional skills, awareness of community demographics, training, and tools to select materials. Let parents and borrowers make decisions for themselves, and encourage civil and respectful venues to discuss challenging topics and concerns. It is critically important we all stay aware and are willing to stand up for the important principles of access to books and information. Youth Services Stays Busy by Erin Groth. The weather might be cooling, but WTBBL's Youth Services Department never hibernates. After a busy summer, we are ready to face the new school year with pen pals, the Braille Challenge, and other special events. Here's a look back at the last few months with the promise of more to come. The summer reading program, Oceans of Possibilities, was a huge hit with our youth patrons in the early learning, children's, and teen categories. In fact, more kids signed up for this year's program than ever before. Weekly activity packets and water-themed events made for a truly memorable summer. If you couldn't make it to the Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium to touch jellyfish, the Westport Aquarium to feed local marine life, or the Spokane YMCA for inclusive water sports, don't worry. We are planning more special events around the state and hope to see you there. Speaking of events, the Youth Services Department recently sent a survey seeking patron input about the future of in-person and virtual programming. Please check your inboxes and complete this short survey at your convenience. In other news, the annual Braille Challenge will once again be held at WTBBL. Oregon and Washington Braille readers and writers in grades 1 through 12 are invited to show off their skills in this friendly competition, with a chance to win some major prizes. The 2023 Challenge will be held virtually Saturday, February 4th. Registration closes 1 month prior, so be sure to sign up. Find more information and the link to register at wtbbl.org/youth.aspx. Want to stay in the know about WTBBL Youth Services? Subscribe to DOTS, WTBBL's Youth Patron Newsletter, via the link on the Youth Services page of the library's website.
WTBBL Technology Upgrades by Ryan Gelski. Happy Autumn. As the leaves change their colors around us, so too does our technology, with big and exciting updates to the Bard mobile apps and new features. If you don't have auto updates turned on, I encourage you to update today. For Android users, the most recent update is 1.4.5, with 1.4.6 soon to follow. Downloads can now be paused, deletions from the wish list are possible, and the ability to sort and search for books within the various lists in the Get Books module has been added. Apple iOS users have been upgraded to version 2.0. The biggest change you will notice is that the Bard website option in Get Books is no longer there. Instead, there is a search option that enables you to search by title, author, and keywords directly within the app itself. No more having to add an item to the wish list, then go to the wish list and download. You can download directly with one click. With this update, searching is now more intuitive and user-friendly, e.g., not requiring quotations, limiting by format, more sensitivity to keywords and names, and inclusion of the NLS music collection holdings. Additionally, here is some exciting news for our Zumax Braille e-reader patrons. The long-awaited software update is coming. The bugs are being worked out, and battery failures are being addressed, while making it easier to connect to Wi-Fi and Bard. For these new features and clarification on other functions, NLS has created 4 new videos included with this update. If you are connected to Wi-Fi, you will be able to access the update via the Device Info menu on the Zumax. Please contact me at ryan.gelsky@sos.wa.gov or call 206-386-1254 if you need assistance.
CCTV Lending Program Update by Sophie Watson. The Washington State Department of Services for the Blind, DSB, continues to partner with WTBBL to implement the popular desktop video magnifier, or CCTV, lending program. After a restock to the CCTV inventory, we're ready to distribute more of these incredible tools. In the fall of 2021, nearly 40 CCTVs were purchased and distributed to WTBBL patrons within 4 months of the program's launch. Due to the program's popularity, additional devices were bought, and we are ready to distribute them again. What is a CCTV? A desktop CCTV is a low-vision aid that consists of a camera with a strong zoom lens, a large flat monitor, and lighting. In addition to magnification, some video magnifier models have other features, including enhanced text contrast and text-to-speech functions. What can I do with a CCTV? There are many uses for these devices, including reading magazines and letters, viewing family photos, writing checks, completing a crossword puzzle, or engaging in a favorite crafting hobby. How can I receive a CCTV? WTBBL patrons can receive a CCTV by becoming a client of the DSB's Independent Living, IL, program. The IL program is for people 24 and older who are experiencing difficulty performing daily life tasks due to their vision loss. IL services help people who are not employed, not seeking employment, nor attending school. The IL program offers more than just CCTVs. It teaches people new skills and provides other aids and devices a person with vision loss needs to live independently. When you become an IL program client, a local community service provider authorized by the DSB will work with you to help you choose the device that best suits your needs. These service providers will also offer training on how to use the CCTV. To learn more about IL services, visit https://dsb.wa.gov/resources/req-u-e-s-t-s-e-r-v-i-c-e-s. How long is the loan? And most importantly, is it free? The loan of the CCTV is free. And just like the Talking Book players, it is yours to keep as long as you need it. We'll follow up periodically to see if you would like to continue using your device or return it. What models are available? Clearview C Full HD Speech, 24-inch monitor. Clearview C Full HD, 24-inch monitor. Merlin Ultra HD, 20-inch monitor. Merlin Elite Pro, 24-inch monitor. Acrobat Ultra HD, 20 or 24-inch monitor. If I have questions about the lending program, who should I ask? Sophie Watson is the program coordinator for the Independent Living Program. You can call her at 206-543-3616 or email her at watsos@uw.edu. Your WTBBL Book Club in 2023 by Riley Curran. Thank you to everyone who participated in our 2022 book club. We really enjoyed discussing these books with you. As we look forward to the future of Book Club, we are shaking things up for 2023. We want to put you, our wonderful patrons, in charge. Our first meeting of the year will take place mid-January, during which you will have the opportunity to confer with the WTBBL librarians and your peers to establish the norms of the new patron book group and vote on the books that will be read for the year. The group will also discuss book club frequency and meeting days and times. This is your book club, hosted by WTBBL librarians, for you. Interested in becoming a book club member? Contact your integrative services librarian, Ryan Gelski, by email at ryan.gel SKEY at sos.wa.gov or call 206-386-1254 to sign up, ask questions, and suggest what books you would like to see added to the book club list for 2023. Meet WTBBL's new staffers. Hello, everyone. I am Alicia Eisler, and I am the new audiobook production technician taking over from Bonnie Brown, who recently retired. Here at WTBBL, my primary purpose is to take audiobooks through the final stage of the production process. I insert the markers that patrons use to navigate through their audiobooks, and then I make sure the books are successfully uploaded to Bard so that our patrons, and patrons around the country, can enjoy the byproduct of the hard work of our volunteers and staff. Additionally, I assist volunteers through the process of recording and reviewing material. Before WTBBL, I spent my entire career in the world of libraries and archives on the East Coast. I started in my local public library in circulation, and then moved into the behind-the-scenes part of the library, technical services. I also had a stint with Ancestry.com, digitizing records in the archives of the Presbyterian Historical Society in Philadelphia, as well as working in a research library at the Mercer Museum, an odd little museum in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Prior to moving to Seattle, I was working in an academic library at a small liberal arts school, Arcadia University. Beyond work, it should come as no surprise that I am an avid book lover. I also very much enjoy birdwatching and caring for my indoor plants, even though I don't think they care for my less-than-green thumb. I am always up for seeing live music, playing board games, and trying new restaurants. Every day I come into work, I am struck by the depth of effort and caring that goes into serving the patrons of WTBBL by volunteers and staff members. I am so grateful to be a small part of this endeavor. My name is Izzy Fernandez. I am the new receptionist and office assistant at WTBBL. When you call the library, most likely it's my voice greeting you on the other end of the line. I also assist with graphic design, social media, and donations. I was born in Nebraska, but spent most of my childhood in Honolulu, Hawaii, before moving to northern Utah. Last year, I graduated from Weber State University, where I majored in art and minored in English, with a focus on feminist art history. I count Howardina Pindell and Agnes Martin as two of my favorite artists, and enjoy making textile art and illustrations in my free time. Since graduating, I have worked as a receptionist at a therapy office and as a captioning agent transcribing phone calls for people who are hard of hearing. While I was charmed by the Great Salt Lake, our miniature salty sea, I grew restless in my landlocked state and decided to move to Washington to be near the ocean. I moved to Seattle in July to begin this position and feel incredibly honored to work alongside compassionate and dedicated people who work and volunteer at WTBBL. One of my favorite parts of this job is the knowledge that the work we do has a lasting positive impact on the community. When I'm not at work, I enjoy watching horror movies, reading, and going to the beach. I am currently reading Octavia Butler's Patternist series and The Book of Form and Emptiness by Ruth Ozeki. Recent reads include the Xenogenesis and Parable series by Octavia Butler, Crying in H Mart by Michelle Zauner, and Little Weirds by Jenny Slate.
New audiobooks from WTBBL by John Pye. Our volunteers have been working hard narrating books for you. Here are some great new titles to enjoy. DBC 6770, Donuts in an Empty Field by Rachel Barnard. It's been 5 years since Nessa's father died running into a burning building to save someone else's family. Now Nessa feels like she needs to punish the boy she holds responsible for the tragedy. Can Nessa let go of her anger? For junior and senior high readers, 2016, narrated by Tara Kearns. DBC 15708, Witness Tree, Seasons of Change with a Century-Old Oak by Linda Mapes. The author spent a year studying a red oak that was over 100 years old. She learned how the tree fit in with the biological community of the woods and, with the help of a forester's notes, how the tree adapted to climate change. 2019, narrated by Elizabeth Lepick. DBC 19079, All Along the Watchtower, by Kurt Colbert. Seattle, 1999. The Vietnam War left private investigator Matt Rossiter with PTSD. Now the war has come back with a vengeance as members of his old squad are being murdered, starting with his brutal sergeant's body being found on Jimi Hendrix's grave. 2019, narrated by Michael Memo. DBC 15884, Red Dove of Monterey, by Stephen Bly. California, 1846. Elena Tipton inherited her father's business in Monterey. While she is out of town, an emergency occurs. Rancher Wilson Merced escorts her home. They share their faith. Now will they share their lives? 2000. Narrated by Diane Novak. Student intern wows at WTBBL. Student interns bring a unique perspective to work at WTBBL. We were thrilled to have an intern this past summer who worked on several behind-the-scenes projects that have enhanced the findability and availability of new books and our ability to preserve an important part of WTBBL's past. Read on to learn about our summer interns' contributions. I am entering my second year of study in the University of Washington's Master of Library and Information Science program. This summer, I worked with WTBBL staff putting everything I've learned into action. As a disabled student, I noticed that library accessibility is not something often talked about in my classes, so I went into this internship looking for opportunities to learn how libraries can better serve patrons with disabilities. I got to work on three main projects that each answered this question from different angles. Correcting authors' names in the library catalog. Working with WTBBL's Evergreen Radio Reading Service, ERRS, audio archive, and reviewing a WTBBL-produced audiobook. In cleaning up the catalog, I double-checked that author names were spelled and formatted correctly, making them easier for patrons to find. This is especially important for authors with non-English or non-Western names that might be misspelled and/or include incorrectly imported diacritical marks. Making these corrections shows respect for the author and increases the findability of books by diverse authors. WTBBL's ERRS ran from the 1970s until the early 2010s and aired everything from grocery ads and short stories to local theater segments for listeners with specially tuned radios. ERRS's archive consists of CDs, cassettes, and magnetic reel-to-reel tapes that need to be converted to digital formats for preservation. I inventoried the collection, capturing information like program names, dates, and narrators, assigning inventory numbers, and checking item condition. Lastly, I worked with the audiobook production department to review an audiobook recorded here at WTBBL, ensuring there were no mistakes, and verifying the recording matched the book's text. The book, Nature Obscura, by Kelly Brenner, will be available soon. Through my interdepartmental participation at WTBBL, I engaged in multiple conversations and learning opportunities which shaped my thinking about accessibility in the library world. I am excited to bring this knowledge back to the classroom and eventually to my work as a librarian. WTBBL wins WCB Award. On Saturday, October 29, at the Washington Council of the Blind, WCB Annual Convention in SeaTac, Washington, WTBBL was awarded the Business of the Year Award. The award reads, Washington Council of the Blind, the Business of the Year Award is presented to Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. This organization provides library services to persons of all ages who are blind or partially sighted so that all may read. They achieve this by having library materials in Braille, large print, and in audio format. They also employ individuals who are blind or partially sighted at this business. Signed, Julie Brannon, President, Saturday, October 29, 2022. The Washington Council of the Blind is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to promoting opportunity, equality, and independence in the blind community through education, public awareness, and advocacy. It is a great honor to receive this award from WCB, a group made up of the patrons we work so hard to provide exceptional service to every day. Thank you to WCB.
Remembering Signe Rose by Laura Mott. We are honoring our longtime WTBBL patron, donor, volunteer, and dear friend, Signe Marie Rose, who passed away earlier this year. Signe was born and raised in San Jose, California, and attended UC Santa Cruz and UC Berkeley before moving to Seattle. She enjoyed reading and delivered the best hugs. Signe volunteered as a member of WTBBL's audition committee for many years. She was always very positive about the people auditioning and clear about what she listened for, said John Pye, WTBBL's audiobook production supervisor. She was great to work with because she was knowledgeable and could communicate exactly what a good reading voice for her encompassed. Signe was also a member of WTBBL's Patron Advisory Council and gave much of her free time to WTBBL. She participated actively in library events and always gave feedback on programs and services. Signe was a lovely person and a tremendous advocate for the library, said Danielle Miller, WTBBL Director and Regional Librarian. Upon her passing, Signe gifted WTBBL with a generous bequest from her estate. Her gift will help WTBBL in so many ways and be put to good use in helping us continue providing excellent service to our patrons, said Danielle. We will always remember Signe and how incredibly generous she was to WTBBL. If you would like to learn more about leaving a bequest or gift to WTBBL, please email laura.mott@sos.wa.gov or call 360-902-4171.
Thank you to our donors from July 1 to September 30, 2022. Thank you to all our donors, patrons, and champions who support our library. We couldn't do it without you, and are very appreciative of the amazing support we've received from you all. We are currently in the middle of our annual campaign through December 31, and hope you'll consider making a donation to WTBBL this year if you haven't done so already. Every donation is appreciated, no matter how big or how small. Every gift helps us better serve you. Gifts can be made by writing a check and using the enclosed envelope, or via credit card online at www.wtbbl.org. Thank you for helping us make our library the very best. Questions about making a donation? Contact laura.mott@sos.wa.gov or call 360-902-4171. Betty Adams, Leonard Allen, Joanne Anderson, Donald Anderson, Lydia and David Arnold, Anna Ash, Davidane and Vernon Barker, Karen and Michael Barkley, Joan Benedetti, Christine and Dale Biddle, Nelson Black, Andrea Bowen, Lois Braden, Eleanor Brown, David Buchholz, Jean Burt, Karen Chapman, Preetha Chatterjee, Georgia and Joseph Chiarella, Susan Coffey, Benjamin Cooper, Marance Craw, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Diana Culver, Carl Dahlgren, Robert Daniel, Donovan Dolan, LaVon Dries, Mark Durfee, Shmuel Elad, David Elliott, Carolyn Galloway, Adair Gates, Sharon and Marvin Geese, Susan Goldstein, Clement and Diane Gray, Michelle Greenkey, Lori Hathorn, Jack Hatlin, Louise Heileman, Susan Houck, Dawn and Dan Humphrey, Mary Jaffe, Camille and David Jasny, Kay Jensen, Helen and Bud Johnson, Sarah Jones, Nancy Joseph, Hannah Karras, Patricia and Robert Kautz, Juana Lee Killian, Mary Lamott, June Lane, Donna Larson, Lori LeSueur, Sandy and Paul Lillengreen, Valerie Lynch Holm, Patricia MacArthur, Alice and William McDonald, Dorothy Marks, Betty Martin, Monty Martinson, Christine and Glenn Masters, Deanna Matson Walker, Monty Jane McCalla, Richard McHenry, Ginnitha and Gary McLaren, William Miles, Patricia and Stephen Miles, Linda and Lewis Miley, Pamela and Gary Meyer, Nana Allerman Felt, Phyllis and John Olson, Betty and Charles Payne, Juanita Peterson, Elizabeth and Harold Piper, Karen and Grant Plummer, Ann Pound, Barbara and Bradley Ralston, LaDene Rintala, Marjorie Rierich, Jean Redcap, Yvonne and Jack Redman, John R. Ratinsky Family Trust, Estate of Signe Rose, Charles Scholl Jr., Rebecca Scott, The Seattle Foundation, Susan Schell, Rose Silber, Lynn Simmons, Maria Sirotnikova, Kathy Skipper, Thelma Smith, Betty and Bert Smith, Genera St. Clair, Mary Standerfer, Christopher Stone, Trudy Stotts, Laura and John Stewart, Kathleen Sullivan, Nancy Suter, Frida Tesh, Vada and John Thompson, Nancy Totten, George Tutt, Karen Wallen, Pat and Bobby Whitlow, David Wilder, Marie and George Winterscheid, Phyllis Woodman, Raylene Woods, Darcy Wyant, Ann Zettner. In honor of Ryan Gelski, David Junius. In memory of Lawrence Cooper, Betty Flatiger, Ardith Kling, Florence McMullen, Albert Nelson and John Nelson, Anita Warmflash. And that concludes the Fall 2022 edition of Reading Matters, the newsletter of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library in Seattle. Your volunteer readers are Alicia Eisler and Greg Porter.